All right, so welcome back to another deep dive. You know how we all use ChatGPT, right? Like getting it to write stuff or explain things.
Sure.
Well, today we're going way deeper into ChatGPT projects. It's basically like ChatGPT got this like organizational makeover.
Yeah, and it really changes the way we use these AI models. You know,
Absolutely.
we've got research papers, videos from tech YouTubers like Ludo Salane, Julian
Oh
IA,
yeah, they're great.
and even like looking at how people are using projects out in the real world, you know.
Right.
So this is about way more than just getting ChatGPT to write some text. It's about building bigger things with AI.
Love that. Building bigger things with AI, almost like it's a partner. And it can be for simple stuff, like meeting minutes, even.
Yeah, I know. You think meeting minutes, really? But ChatGPT is so good at summarizing, pulling out the important stuff.
Which is all you need for minutes, right?
Exactly. Ludo Salane, he actually talks about this.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's like having an AI take notes for you, but even better, it picks out the important decisions, the stuff you need to do.
Okay, so even those little everyday tasks get a boost. But where these projects really shine is when you're doing something big and complicated, right?
Absolutely. Julian IA, he's got a great example in one of his videos. He's got this e-commerce business,
Yeah.
and he uses projects to come up with marketing ideas.
Wow.
He uploads like a spreadsheet with his product prices, adds his website homepage just for context, and boom, he's got this super powerful brainstorming tool.
It's like he's using AI to like boost his own thinking.
Yeah.
But I've also heard about people using projects for things that are, well, a little less normal,
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Ludo Salane, he's a great example. He uses projects to actually debug code.
What?
Yeah, for a chess app he's building.
Seriously.
Uploads his code files, asks ChatGPT to spot errors, and suddenly he's got an AI coding buddy.
That's wild. So we're seeing projects used in all these different ways, but what really unlocks their power, I think, are those custom instructions, right?
Yes, that's where things get really interesting.
It's like you're like tailoring the AI for each project.
Yeah, exactly. It's like giving it a personality.
You want it to be a researcher for one project? Done. Need a brainstorming partner for another? No problem.
That's it. And you set that with custom instructions.
Like giving it a specific job title. Now, I know Ludo Salane has this whole brick method for making these instructions, but maybe we'll save that deep dive for later.
You could. But it's important because those instructions are key to getting the most out of projects. It's like you're speaking the AI's language.
Right. Giving it the information it needs to actually help. So we see projects are more than just folders. They're like these mini worlds where you can actually shape how the AI acts. But how are they different from those GPTs? Those AI personalities that ChatGPT already has.
That's a good question, and it's something Ludo Salane talks about. Think of GPTs as specialized tools, good for like summarizing articles, translating, but for complex, evolving projects where you need a more flexible AI partner, projects are better.
So if you're a ChatGPT power user, doing more than just quick questions and answers, projects are the way to go, right?
Absolutely. It's a level of control and customization we didn't have before.
Amazing. But before everyone rushes off to create a ton of projects, I think we should talk about potential problems.
Oh, for sure. No tool's perfect.
Right.
Julian IA, he makes a really important point about data privacy.
Oh, yeah. Data privacy is huge these days.
With projects, you might be uploading sensitive stuff like business plans, financial things. We need to be really aware of what we're sharing, even with AI.
It's a good reminder to always be careful, especially with sensitive information. And Ludo Salane mentioned something else, too. When you delete a project, you delete everything inside it.
Everything.
All the conversations, files, gone. So organization is key, and maybe even backing things up.
It's treating projects like real workspaces, not just casual chats.
Okay, so there's some precautions to take, but it seems like they're worth it for what ChatGPT projects can do. What do you think?
I totally agree. This is a tool that can organize your thoughts, manage big projects, even let you collaborate with AI in a whole new way.
Yeah.
It's a game changer for anyone who wants to use AI to be more efficient and creative.
Absolutely.
So before we jumped into this next part, we were talking about how ChatGPT projects aren't just about throwing any old prompt at the AI.
Yeah, it's about setting it up to actually help you with a specific project.
Exactly.
Right. And we said the key to that is those custom instructions, right?
Yeah, those are important.
It's like you're giving ChatGPT this crash course in what you need it to do.
It's almost like a conversation before the real conversation, you know, set the stage.
Yeah, totally. And luckily, we don't have to figure this out ourselves.
Thank goodness.
Ludo Salein, who we mentioned, he has this framework called the brick method, like building a house for your AI.
Okay, I like that analogy. Break it down. What are the bricks?
Well, first, you define the roles you want the AI to play, like giving it a job title. Do you need a researcher, a brainstorming partner, a code debugger even?
So you're making it fit the project. Cool. What else?
Then you define the skills you want it to use. Is it its analytical skills, its storytelling ability? You tell it what strengths to use.
Makes sense. So what's brick number three?
Brick three is the big picture. You give the AI a detailed description of the whole project, goals, challenges, all the context.
Like setting the scene for the AI.
Exactly. Then brick four gets into the specifics. You outline the tasks you want help with, content generation, data analysis, whatever it is, you're clear about what the AI needs to do.
It's like a to-do list for the AI, but for your project goals. And the last brick.
The fifth brick is resources. You point the AI to any files you uploaded to the project, research papers, spreadsheets, anything.
Giving it the tools to do the job.
Right. So the brick method is pretty comprehensive.
It is.
And not too complicated. But even with this, making those instructions is still a bit of an art, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. There's a balance. You got to be specific so the AI gets it, but also leave room for the AI to be creative, to solve problems on its own.
Like, you're the director, it's the actor, you give the script, but you want them to bring something unique too. But are there any downsides, even with good instructions?
Well, the AI can only work with what you give it. If you're not clear about your goals or you don't give enough context, the AI might not deliver what you hoped for.
Right. So you got to think carefully about what you're asking. Give it the info it needs to succeed.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's say the instructions are perfect. Your project's going great. Are there any other potential problems to look out for?
Well, even with all this amazing technology, remember, AI is still a tool. It's not magic.
Yeah, right.
So don't get too reliant on it, you know. Keep using your own brain power, too.
Good point. We don't want to forget how to think for ourselves.
Exactly.
But use responsibly. These projects can be a game changer.
Absolutely. They can.
And one of the most exciting things, I think, is this collaboration between humans and AI.
Yeah.
It's becoming part of how we work, how we live.
Yeah.
But I think we should talk about the bigger picture now. The implications of all this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Okay, so we've really been digging into these ChatGPT projects.
Yeah, we have.
We've seen how they work, how they can help us get things done, even some things to watch out for.
Right.
But I keep thinking about, you know,
the bigger picture.
Yeah, like what does all this mean for like AI in the future?
Well, if you zoom out a bit, these projects aren't just some feature, you know, they're part of this like bigger trend. AI is becoming more and more a part of everything.
Like it's not just a tool we use now and then, it's almost always there helping us.
Think about it. We started with AI that could answer a simple question or play a game of chess.
Right.
And now we're talking about AI that helps us organize our thoughts, manage huge projects.
Yeah.
Maybe even make decisions. But that brings up a whole new bunch of questions.
Like what? What kind of questions?
Well, for one, how do we make sure all this is happening responsibly?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to understand how these AI systems are making decisions, what information they're using.
So we can't just trust the AI is doing the right thing. We need to be able to, like, see how it works.
Exactly. And then there's what happens if an AI makes a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Who's responsible? The person who made the AI?
Correct.
The person using it? These are tough questions we have to figure out as AI gets smarter.
Makes sense. It's like the more powerful something is, the more important it is to use it the right way. But honestly, the thing I always wonder about with AI is what's it going to do to jobs?
Wow, the robots taking over thing.
Yeah.
Look, anytime there's some big change in technology, there are going to be changes in jobs too. It's just how it goes.
So it's not that AI is going to get rid of jobs, but maybe those jobs will change.
Exactly. Think about like the printing press. It totally changed how we made and shared books. But it also created a whole new industry around printing and publishing.
Right.
It's not humans versus AI. It's about how we can work together in new ways.
I like that. That's a much more positive way to think about it. But there's another part of this AI thing that people always bring up, and that's like the philosophical stuff. Like if a machine can do something, does that mean it's really intelligent? What does it even mean to be intelligent?
Those big questions about consciousness and creativity, right?
Yeah.
Like, if an AI can write a poem that makes you feel something, does that mean it's creative? Or is it just copying what is learned from data? These are questions we've been asking for ages, and AI is making them even more relevant.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing to think about. So where does all this leave us? If we had to sum it all up for our listeners, what would you say?
I think the big takeaway is ChatGPT projects and AI in general, they're powerful tools.
Mm-hmm.
They can change the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to us as humans to guide how that happens. We need to be smart about how we develop AI, how we use it, and what role we want it to have in our lives.
It's like we're at this, like, crossroads.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
We've got this incredible technology, and the choices we make now are going to shape what the future looks like.
And that's why these conversations we're having are so important. We need to be talking about this, looking at it from different angles, making sure we're excited about AI, but also careful.
I totally agree. This has been a really interesting deep dive.
It has.
And I think it's safe to say the future of AI is going to be anything but boring.
I think so, too.
To everyone listening, thanks for joining us. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep that curiosity going.